This is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we're joined by a country music singer-songwriter who has won Grammys and other awards as well. Quite accomplished. You've seen him on all the different country music television shows, and I believe the Lifetime Channel as well. And every year he goes on a holiday tour. We'd like to welcome John Barry to Border Crossings. It's great to have you, John.
Good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Yes. And well, the first question I want to ask is, how's your health? I know you had an issue with your throat.
Yeah, I had throat cancer. I was diagnosed 5 years ago. This coming January. And everything's good. I've got one more checkup. And if everything's good on that one, that check will be late spring. If everything's good, they'll kick me out the door. So.
Well, that's good. That's very good news because, yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a singer, the throat is your tool. That's your vehicle. Yeah. You know, you got to have the vocals.
And that was my purest diagnosis ever.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing well and you're feeling well. And on top of everything else, after throat cancer, you went through COVID. I guess you cope with COVID.
Yeah, nothing.
As best as everybody can. Where are we talking to you right now? You're at home, I guess?
No, I'm in Chillicothe, Ohio. And we're doing a performance here tonight at the Majestic Theater.
Okay.
Theater. It's a beautiful venue. And we've been here, I think it's about our 18th year here.
So. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on stage during a show and said, "Hello, Memphis," and you only find out later that it's not Memphis?
You know, because of that fear, I always either don't say it or write it down.
Wise man.
Not sure.
Wise man. What do you like best about this business, the singing or the songwriting or the performing? What's your favorite part of this?
Performance is my favorite thing. I love going out. I love touring. I love the smell of diesel fuel in the morning. And going city to city. And that's my favorite part of it.
Mm-hmm. And what has been your favorite performance?
Probably one of my favorite performances at State Theater in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's quite the venue. And one night we were, a couple years ago, we were shooting a video there. Mm-hmm. And the audience knew it. And when I walked out, they just went crazy, more so than normal. And it was quite emotional. And they knew that I got a bit emotional, so they got even rowdier. But we had to shoot. We had to do it again for the video. And they went even more over the top. And so it was pretty cool. It's a great venue, always a great audience. And that was Western Michigan, Southwest Michigan is a good area for us.
Yes, well, I'm from Michigan, and I know that the Michigan music people there are diehard fans, and they love country music. They love all kinds of music there. And Bob Seger's from there, and, you know, there's been a lot of great music over the years. We're talking to John Barry here on Border Crossings. John's re-releasing an album called Thomas Road, which did very well for you. Over your career, you've had 27 albums. I was looking, and that's a lot of albums for someone in a career.
Yeah, I did 6 albums before I ever signed with the label. And then I was on Capitol Records for quite a few records. All the hit songs I have were on Capitol. My O Holy Night Christmas album was with Capitol. And then I had an album with Lyric Street and a couple of albums with a large independent label out of L.A. And then I started making records again on my own. And I've done a ton of them on my own again. So.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that Christmas albums, Christmas music resonates like it does? I mean, you know, you've built quite a reputation as being one of those singers who provides Christmas music at the holidays. And you've done that regularly for a bit. But what is it about Christmas music, do you think?
Well, for those of us who are followers of Christ, it's all a celebration of his birth. And that's a huge deal. And we, I tell everybody in our home, raising our kids, we love Santa Claus and we love exchanging gifts and we love all that goes along with that. But the focus is the birth of Christ. So, we have fun with our Christmas show and we do a lot of the old favorites, a lot of standards, but that's what our focus is.
Mm-hmm. And how old are your kids? What is the ages?
Well, they're grown now. They're 27, 28, and 33. And we've got two grandchildren. They're 19 months and almost
16. Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's wonderful. All those blessings. Now, for your 33-year-old, do you remember when you were asked, Dad, is there really a Santa Claus? Do you remember that conversation?
We still believe in Santa Claus.
Good. There is Santa Claus. I knew it. I just needed confirmation, and you just confirmed it. John Barry's talking with us. Now, you've also got an album called Christmas, which is a digital album, and that's doing well for you as well. How do you manage to balance everything? It's the holidays. I mean, this is a busy, busy time now. Family, career.
Yeah, it is a busy time of year. We're doing 15 cities on this tour. Sometimes it's been as many as 24 cities. And it's funny, I have a song called I Don't Want to Rush This Christmas. And we're out on the road rushing Christmas. but we try. This year's going to be really nice. So we'll have that opportunity to actually be home. The last show of the Christmas tour is the 17th, and in Athens, Georgia, where I lived most of my life. And then we'll go back, and then we'll go home to Nashville, and we're playing the Grand Ole Opry, closing out the Grand Ole Opry Christmas show on Monday the 18th.
Oh, so the Grand Ole Opry, that's great.
That'll be a real honor. We've done it a time or two before, but always a real treat to walk out on stage, and especially closing out our Christmas show.
Right, and all the legends, all the icons that have performed on the Grand Ole Opry stage, that's got to feel great. You know, their spirits are still echoing off the walls there, I'm sure. What, since we're doing a Christmas special and we're talking about Christmas songs, we're going to play one of your Christmas songs off your new Christmas album, which is called Christmas. But I wanted to ask you, what's the best gift you ever got? Your favorite gift that you ever got at Christmas time?
Oh, goodness. That's a tough one. The one that comes to mind was a bicycle that my mom and dad got me when I was 10 years old, 11 years old. That was pretty incredible. But I think that as a parent, the coolest gift I got was our middle child, Sean. He was 5 years old. They hadn't even gotten their big presents yet. They just gotten the surface stuff, you know. They hadn't been out on the porch and seen the Doom movies yet, you know, for my two boys. And he's about 5 years old. He runs up and he hugs me and he holds my face like this, you know, and puts his little hands. He goes, Dad, this is the best Christmas ever. and he ain't even got to the good stuff yet.
Wow. You know,
Just the little things that he'd gotten, the socks and pajamas and stuff, you know, hadn't got to the really big stuff.
To the fun stuff.
Yeah, just the, how much that, you know, he was just enjoying it. Mm-hmm. It was
pretty cool. Well, Christmas is a special time. And, of course, every year the holidays are festive. You know, there's many, many holidays that are all going on at the same time in this time of the year. There's, you know, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Diwali, Kwanzaa, and of course Christmas as well.
There's always festive.
Yes. So there's something to celebrate all the time, and I'm sure that the tour is going well for you. And then what comes up after the holiday tour is over? What's next?
Well, once we get home, we're gonna breathe for a couple of days, and then we're gonna head out to Texas to be with our middle child, our oldest son, and his family. And visit with them for a week or so. And they got, he and his wife, Kayla, Sean and Kayla got married on New Year's Eve. And so they're going to take off for a few days and we're going to take care of our granddaughter and be with her for a few days. So mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
I always like to ask artists, what three people, what three singers would you like to collaborate with, dead or alive, as your wish list? If you could pick three people that you'd like to perform with, who would those three people be?
Well, two of my dream I got to do. Winona did a song with me, and that was on an album I did for Capitol, but the album never came out. But she loved the song so much, she included it on her album, The Other Side, a song called We Can't Unmake Love. So that was a real, that was a dream to get to sing with Winona. Then we were in the studio recording an album called My Heart is Bethlehem. And we recorded We Three Kings. And Billy Dean came and sang with me, which was a real treat. But we needed another king. And somebody told us that Kenny Rogers was down the street recording. And I sent a note to him. And 45 minutes later, in walks Kenny Rogers. And he sang one of the We Three King parts.
That was
over the top.
Yes.
And he's for many years, even before I had a record, we lived in the same county in Georgia, and he was very kind to have me at his farm performing for some different things they had out there. And then I've been able to tour with her a number of times, but I've never gotten to sing with her. I would love to sing with Reba McEntire. I would love to have that opportunity.
Yeah, Reba, she's the queen. She and Dolly Parton, Reba and Dolly. Yeah. Or it in terms of country music. We're talking to John Barry, who's with us here on Border Crossings. And yeah, I thought you might have said Patsy Cline, because I know you did a posthumous song with her. And
true.
After passing, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have done that live together?
Wouldn't it? Yeah, that's true. I should have thought of that. That was a real treat to get to do that. And but it would be a real treat to do it in person.
Now, so John Barry, before we go, I wanted to give you an opportunity, since we're broadcasting not only to the troops, but to millions of listeners in 100 different countries around the world. If you have a Christmas greeting, if you have a holiday message, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, especially to those who are serving in the military, we have deep love for our military. I have two brother-in-laws who serve. They're career military Army guys. And not only do they serve, but their families serve. And because where the soldiers go, the families are right beside them almost time. And so we have a great love and respect for our military, and we wish them just a happy, joyous Christmas season. And hopefully they'll get to spend some time with their loved ones around the world. And so we're thankful for them, and pray for their safety. And for a wonderful Christmas season.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, John Barry, for being on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on. Come back again and see us, you know, after the Christmas album's out and after you're ready for the next album. We'd like to have you back on and find out what's going on so we can catch up. But thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it very much. And invite friends to go to johnbarry.com and see what we're up to. We're on social media, it's John Barry Music. And click and follow us, and you'll find out more than you really need to know.
JohnBarry.com. And of course, the tour schedule's there. Are you doing anything internationally? Are you going around the world to tour?
Not this year.
Not this year. All right. Well, 24 is just around the corner, so you never know.
2 weeks away.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, John Barry, for being with us. And as I mentioned, the albums are Thomas Road and the digital album Christmas. My name is Larry London. You're watching the holiday edition of Border Crossings on VOA TV.